Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio today by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I like that shirt you're wearing.
Oh, yeah, the Cubbies. This was a great event. That was the Chicago Grow Summit.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. We just, we got the... Thanks to Nick over here, we got our Maryland recap video, which was amazing. We just put that out today. Man, what a great event.
Oh, it was one of my favorites. I think just with the amount of people there, the amount of networking, conversations, a lot of new blood. It was just a really cool setting.
Yeah.
You know?
No doubt.
It was real comfortable for everybody. I mean, the house was insane.
Yeah.
But all the little breakouts, you know? You got groups outside taking in the view, you got groups in the pub, you got groups playing pool. Oh, it was just a great event. All
fantastic, guys. If you're interested in the Iron Circle, we are building a waiting list right now. We're closed for enrollment right now, but January 15th, we're going to be reopening ironcircle.net. If you have interest, it'll pop up, I think, like a little application if you're interested in that. But yeah, let's get rolling this episode. This episode hits home because I was just looking at my numbers yesterday with you, actually. Yeah. In regards to Facebook ads have been kind of the king, the foundation of all marketing efforts here in a lot of gyms across the U.S. and across the world. But something's different right now, at least in the U.S. I don't know about the ones out of the country, the U.S. Market. We're obviously going into an election period. But we keep real diligent data on our numbers on, ROAS is definitely a number that we look at. And over the last 4 months, we've been under one, which is what it means is for every dollar I spend, I don't get a dollar back in the first month.
Yeah.
And it's been as low as like 1 month, I think it was like 0.25. And most people would cut ads and, that would be like, this isn't working. And by all means, it isn't working. I'm getting 25 cents back on the dollar in the first month. That means it takes 4 full months for me to get return on the ad spend. But I never turn marketing off. I'll dial it back. But what's really odd right now, and for a lot of the clients we're talking with in Iron Circle, Business Accelerator, even just clients in our Facebook group, they're just getting no shows, they're getting bad leads, it's just something's changed, and it's got to be over the last couple months, not just this month. If I look back, it's really the last four months.
Yeah.
And so if it's not just happening here, and it's not just happening in New York and Washington and Florida and Texas and every other state in between, if it's not what's happening in the United States right now, that would be causing this change. The first thing that comes to mind is obviously the election,
the
economy, the uncertainty. We're also seeing a lot of attrition in gyms where clients are coming up with all kinds of reasons. I mean, money's usually a top of the list that maybe people are just so uncertain about what's going to happen, and they've been watching the news too much that they just want to hold on to their money. And that's another way.
Yeah, I mean, holding on to it's one thing, but I mean, just month over, it seems like And I'm sure if we got into the data of what groceries cost, it just seems to continue to rise, right? When a carton of eggs is $8.99, it's not the same as it was a year or 2 years ago.
It's ridiculous.
Know what I mean? I know we've had the conversations offline about you were probably going through Costco and we were on the phone or something, and you're just like, what? Like sour cream, $13 for it. What? Like, so when all of the things that we're buying from necessity get that much harder, an option like walking into a training gym, it becomes a little bit more of a struggle to be able to pull it off for just your average individual, right?
Sure.
And there has to be something said about that. And our conversation yesterday, as we're going over these numbers, you and I are not one to just throw something out there and say, oh well, we can't outsell that, we can't get around that problem, right? Like, But when it's every gym across the nation is feeling and experiencing the same things, mm-hmm. there has to be something said about it. There has to be something else going on that's affecting.
I would totally agree. And I'm just trying to figure it out because there's got to be a reason. So like a gym that we work with in New York had 10 consults last week, yeah. 10 booked appointments, 10 confirmed appointments, zero shows.
Yeah.
And I asked him, is that like an ever, it's never happened in the history of the gym. You know, I think 8 years, 9 years of gym ownership. That has never happened here either. 10 confirmed appointments this week and not one shows. What the hell's going on? This is just weird.
And confirmed, meaning not just they booked the appointment, but after they booked the appointment, the gym owner reached out, confirmed that they were going to come to the appointment.
And still no show.
Still no showed. That to me is mind blowing.
And another one in Michigan. Same thing, yeah. 23 appointments over the last month or so and four shows. Like, and it's same, very similar here. At least we're getting cancels instead of no shows. People will cancel last minute. You know, that to me is a little better. It's, they both suck.
Yeah.
You know, so like what is happening? And one of the first thoughts that come to, obviously the election, the economy, but like, are these real leads? Are these even real people?
Yeah.
Because we had a show several, I don't know, call it 50 episodes ago where I was questioning whether or not these were real human beings. The other thing that we get a lot of times is they opt in and the first text message they get, they respond with stop.
Yep.
So like you had a good idea. You had a good thought. Zach had the same idea, a thought around why that happens. To me, it's like what happened between the time you opted in and within the first 5 minutes.
It's 2 minutes, right?
You've changed your mind.
Yeah.
I want information. And then you get the text message. Hey, it sounds like you want information. Stop.
Yeah.
What happened with that? So at some point, I'm like, is this a real person? I don't know. I don't know what's going on, man. It's really odd.
It is. And it's a state of the marketplace. And that's the thing is, I think one of the, for all gyms listening, you have to be in a position to kind of weather the storm. Right. You have to, this is a reason why EFT is such a big deal. Your current client base if you're not making more money this month, at least you're not losing money this month, right? Retention becomes a major concern. What can you do to kind of weather the storm? And if it is an election cycle, you know, next week we get to vote and, you know, hopefully the results of that give people some comfort and the direction and their decision to continue to buy things. And but you have to have a stable foundation if you're going to be able to get through times like this. And that goes back to making sure that you build a strong EFT base,
yep.
and not rely on, you know, major sales cycles. What happens if you wanted to run a challenge right now, or you were relying on, you know, $30,000 in revenue from some front end challenge or something like that, and then all of a sudden you run them, you know, your typical marketing spend and you get these types of results. Now you've spent massive money to go acquire clients that aren't walking in your gym and you can't make that revenue up. If you don't have the EFT, you're coming out of pocket to pay the bills this month.
Right. Well, that's the truth. That's why we preach so hard on recurring revenue. And you mentioned it to me because you have more conversations with non-clients than I do.
Sure.
Because they go through you for discovery calls. And you're telling me that the majority of gyms are not running recurring cycles. They're selling now, paid in fulls, 6 week, 8 week, 12 week, 3 month deals, or they're not, at the end of the day, they're not selling the membership,
yep.
right? They're selling yep. some program on the front that, you know, at the end of it, they just stop or disappear, but they're getting the money now is yep. what you're saying.
And I think it's a byproduct of the agencies pushing that, right? Gym owners kind of have been pushed to believe that that's the only way to gain clients. In the marketplace. And unfortunately, that's just the norm of what they've come to expect at this point, right? I mean, we even have clients that work with us through the accelerator program that are so grateful and thankful that that's not our methodology because they've gone through this kind of cyclical sales cycle, you know, ebbs and flows, the highs of the sales cycle. And then all of a sudden it's like, holy crap, where am I going to pay? You know, what am I going to do to pay my bills this month?
Yeah, and that's the tough part, man.
It is, and it leaves you as a gym owner in a you know, it's feast or famine, you know. And the months where you don't have that revenue coming in, it's you're quite often they're going into their pocket, pulling from savings, pulling from, you know, a second job, doing other things to supplement the fitness business, when building a systemized approach, recurring revenue, selling your memberships on the front end. I don't understand why that is such a arbitrary thought for gym owners.
Attention gym owners, are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show. I mean, if you think about the marketing efforts that you do to get a challenger or to get this front end thing, the end goal is to get them into a membership. I would assume.
Should be.
Why not just sell them the membership at the beginning?
Yeah.
You know, so I'm going to talk about something we haven't run in a long time. We're probably going to run it again just because, you know, we're not seeing the results we want. So let's change it up. We've been running, you know, standardized ads. At, you know, when they come in, we assign them into a membership and we give them a 2-week guarantee.
Yes.
They, you know, we're $99 a week, so they pay week one, week two, and at the end of the second week, they have a decision to make. They have one of three options. One is to cancel their membership and move on with the life. That's option one. Option two is nothing changes. They stay in an annual membership, $99 a week for the rest of the year, done. Or they decide they want to go to open-ended membership. It's $129, and they pay a little bit more. There's an enrollment fee at that point, and they make a decision to go that way. Pretty simple, yep. A, B, or technically cancel. Now I'm thinking like, okay, well, they're not reacting to that anymore. Let's switch it back to something we used to run, which is our Netflix trial. Our Netflix trial allows us to leverage the word free, which, by the way, we hate anything free, but this is a little bit different. We've done plenty of episodes on these in the past, but the different types of trials, the way the Netflix trial works is you come in for a membership and you commit to a membership on day one to start on day 15. And over those first 14 days, you can do 7 as well. Let's just say you did 14-day trial. They get to change their mind. Like, yeah. Hey, they get to try you out. There is no cost. It technically is free, but what you're getting there is a commitment.
Micro commitment.
You're getting a commitment to continue after. So you're willing to give them the benefit of the doubt because they've signed an agreement that starts on day 15 and you don't have to sell them twice. You really just sell them in the beginning. And if they want to continue, nothing changes and they just stay on that path. So it's very similar to our 2-week guarantee. We used to run this like, gosh, I want to say 5 years ago, four years ago.
It's 2020, I think.
Okay, 4 years ago. Yeah. And when we went to the 2-week guarantee, we really liked it because we were liquidating our ad spend. We had a little bit more serious person. There was nothing for free. But you know, the way things are right now, we got to do something different and I'm willing to give it a shot. It may not work either. So we'll see.
Yeah. And as Tim's talking through this, you know, this is testing in marketing. This is testing hooks.
Yeah.
This is the things that you as a gym owner, if you're in control of your marketing, you should have things like this that you understand that you can pull different levers and try different, you know, changes and hooks. That's a risk removal play. Right? We're taking the $99, technically what, $189 over 2 weeks?
$198,
yeah. Good call. it's technically going back into the cost per acquisition, right? You're spending the money, you're paying for their training essentially for the first 2 weeks to earn their business.
Yeah.
That, to a client, could be a huge sell.
Yeah, you know what? That's a really cool way to position it. We're going to go ahead and pay for your training. Instead of free, we're paying for it. That's a different angle. I like that.
We'll
play with that.
Some language. Because at the end of the day, it comes down to either way. I mean, if you think about it, and this is what I was trying to get to, is we're not changing the system of the business at all. All we're doing is changing when we're taking the money, essentially.
Yeah, the training's the same. The schedule's the same. The onboarding's the same. They're a member day one, and they can cancel. Same like with the 2-week guarantee, they can cancel up to 2 weeks. Really like saying coming out with an ad. I'm just talking through this. So you guys are listening to this live. I really like an ad that says, hey, you know, maybe Zach says, but like Tim here, Legacy Personal Training, we know how difficult it is to get started with a training program. Let me buy you your first 2 weeks of unlimited training here at my gym. Love to show you what we do. Come on in. No cost to you. We'll pay for it. And then when they come in, they just have to commit to starting on day 15.
Yeah.
That's very clean. I like that. I'm gonna run with that one.
I think that's got some legs. Now again, Tim said we don't like running free typically, and that's because it can bring in a different lead. It can definitely bring in somebody who is looking for free, right? Who is just
no intentions of that,
right? But one of the things that you'll find in running this style is when you ask them to put their card, you know, on file to be charged on day 15. If they don't want to, they'll probably not. Oh, you know, I forgot my wallet in the car.
Yep. Or, and they never come back.
And they don't come back in. Or they do it on day one, and then they call you after they get home, and they're like, you know what?
It's happened.
It's not really. Yeah, exactly. But because that's okay. In the comparison of somebody coming for 14 days and then saying, oh, you know what? Screw you. I'm out. I would much rather they have that
day one,
right? Yeah, let them self-select and self-identify and just move on somewhere else instead of having to serve them for 14 days. Rarely do we see somebody go 14 days.
Rarely. It has happened. We used to run, this was our play. We called it the Netflix trial. Yeah. It's very similar. You put your card on Netflix, you get to watch movies for a week or two, and then you just become a member. We ran this so hard that we tracked, like, hey, if somebody comes to four sessions in the first 2 weeks, they're 99% chance. Only one, I think, one out of like first 20, we measured this, did all the sessions and then just disappeared on us.
Yeah.
So they gamed the system. Cool. Good for you. You win, we lose. But the other 19, they stayed because they did all the sessions. And really, that's all you need them to do. Get in a routine. They're nervous. They don't know if they'll fit in. What's the training like? Is it going to be too hard? Am I going to die? All these things. they think about these
sure.
things. I just did a consultation. So Zach was out of town. I hadn't done a consultation in 4 years. And I forgot how kind of I liked it. It was really just a conversation between me and this lady who was a flight attendant for 45 years for American.
Nice.
And, you know, I fly American, and we were talking about how, you know, American got merged with US Air and all this stuff. And she's like, man, forget it. I don't even fly American. I fly Delta. When I was like, man. And then she gave me her, she showed me her, like, you know, the app that shows your status and stuff. Oh, yeah. She had like 4 million miles on her thing. I was like, oh, you freaking like super diamond platinum. You know, it was so funny. But the point of it was it's not hard to close a deal. I remember how easy it was. And I used you want to know how she came in. I knew she was coming in. She filled out her form, you know, all this stuff. By the way, Zach was out of town and Brandy was our backup. She was training. We had a full schedule. So I was like, let me do it.
Sure.
She comes in, I hand her the waiver. Hey, how you doing? I'm Tim. You're meeting with me today. Do you mind signing this waiver? And she's like, I'm not signing anything today. I'm not here. I'm just seeing what you guys do.
Yeah.
I go, well, I understand that. But my attorney said, anybody steps foot in here, you could die. And I don't want to be liable. Sign this thing. She laughed. And the point of the story was she came in with a block wall.
Yeah.
Didn't matter what I said. Hey, I'm Tim. How you doing? She's like, I'm not signing. She already in her head. It was not signing. And by the end of it, it was, you know, the 2 week guarantee. I'm like, really, what are we talking? You're committing to 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Let's talk this through. Are you not willing to give, you know, you're here. You obviously had an, you know, you came up with this point, you had to get in shape, whatever. And she gave me all of her reasons. And I was like, how easy was that close? She's like, you're right. This is 2 weeks. And then Zach met with her yesterday, which was her second workout. She's like, I'm all in.
There you go.
See, you just got to get him in here. You got to get him trying your stuff. So if it means I buy you your first 2 weeks, if that's the hook, that's the hook.
And I think that goes, I think there's a lot to be said in a training business about earning a client's business or about earning like,
the trust. You
know, the trust in allowing some of the, I love the even the 14-day opt-out option, right? Like it gives them control. And when it comes to, you know, even if we look at the fitness industry, there's a lot of talk right now about the changes to commitments, about the federal government stepping in and limiting the terms and stuff like that.
We talked about that in that consultation.
Did you?
Yeah, because it just came out. They need to click the cancel button.
Yep, exactly, right? So when the perception of fitness is getting, is that everybody hooks people into these contracts and you're stuck, you're meeting them where they want. You know what I mean? You're meeting them at a place where, hey, let me earn your business. 2 weeks before you're technically signing on the line.
Yep.
Right? It's a micro commitment. But in those 14 days, like you said, if you've got four touch points with them, if they're in there four sessions, the likelihood that they're in for the year 99%.
Yeah, well, it's 1 out of 20 in that last scenario. So that's half of 10. So was that 5%?
Five.
So 95%. Yeah. All good. I'll take 95.
What marketing camp, what hook can we throw into the marketplace to convert 95% to long-term clients and complain about it? Like, that's a win.
Yeah.
You know, if you lose 1 out of 20 people, like, it's going to happen. Big deal.
Hey there, gym owners. Is your business standing strong, making at least 30K or more a month? And you're seeking the next challenge? Like, what's the next step in your journey? Well, look no further than the Iron Circle. Our elite growth community is the place for gym owners just like you who are not satisfied with the status quo. We'll show you how to take your business from good to great and from a strong gym into a powerful fitness legacy. Head on over to our website and apply to join the Iron Circle at ironcircle.net and start your journey to the next level today. All right, we'll see you inside the show. Bye.
I think the point of this message is Facebook ads are hard. Show up rates are hard. There's something going on in the market. What can we do to just get people in these doors and experience your product? And if it means the Netflix, if it means the two-week guarantee, if it means a challenge, if that's what you're going to run, you've got to get them in the door.
Mm-hmm.
And so how, you know, not worry, not talking about show rates right now, but I'm talking about is like the conversation I have with the lady. It's like, she's already blocked. She's like, I'm bringing my husband in. This is amazing. This is exactly what I'm looking for. But she was ready to walk out the door.
Yeah.
So it's just weird, right? It's a weird thing. It's a weird time right now. So play with your hooks in your market, your offers. I think there's a lot to be said about just getting somebody in the door. I don't like free. Again, using free in your ads in the Netflix style where you're disqualifying them before they even start, I'm okay with that because we used to run that and it was very successful.
Yeah.
It was so successful. I have the numbers remembered from back then. Now, again, we know that the cost per lead right now between 2023 and 2024 is up 20%. We just looked at the numbers, a little less than 20%, but 20% is 20%.
Yeah. It's a lot more money out of pocket.
It's 1 out of 5, mm-hmm. right? I remember from total lead to actual member was 6 to 8%. So if for example, you're getting 100 leads, you're getting 6 to 8 clients at the back end. So again, it's just a math equation.
Yep.
It really came down to 100 leads, booked 50 appointments, 25 showed, 12 decided to move forward, and 6 converted. It was very 50-50 percentage.
Breakdown, yeah.
But the end of the story, ours is like 12% right now, but like a 6 to 8% of total leads. And if you just say, okay, my memberships are, let's just say $300 a month. So, you know, 8 memberships at 300 is $2,400, 100 leads. So if I can spend $24 per lead and break even, that's really what it comes down to. 2,400 out, 2,400 in, there's my one ROAS, and then I move on with life. But that's not a bad month, right?
No.
$2,400 in ad spend equals 8 members at, for low end, $300 a month, maybe you're 500 like us. So it's 4,000. You're making a front end return.
Front end revenue. Yeah.
Yeah, but our cost per lead over here is $50, $40. So just every market's different.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, to your point too, across all of that though, the one thing that we can't do, most gyms can't do, is say, oh, this year is hard. I have 20% more money just to go spend to stay at the status quo, right? Yeah. So they're taking the hit. Like, let's say you have the same revenue to put towards marketing that you did last year. You're instantly getting 20% return on that, which means you're getting 20% less leads, which means you're getting... Yeah. And again, as those break down, you're getting a lot less of that result. The conversation that we had and the opportunities to change your hooks, change your offer, do things that we don't do in a perfect environment typically, that you have to have those tools in your repertoire, mm-hmm. to be able to understand or do something to navigate the hard stuff. We can't change Facebook's ad costs. We can't change the marketplace's response globally, but we can do things at that micro level within our system to get a better result. And that's, sure. that's troubleshooting. And that's something that we teach our accelerator clients and our Iron Circle clients, is like, lay out that client journey. Where is your lowest conversion percentages? Let's go attack that part of the system.
For most, it seems like it's the show.
If I had a solution for that, I don't think we'd be sitting. That's all we'd be talking about.
How do you change somebody's behavior? That you know, you can make it easier for them. You could tell them where you're at. I don't know what to do. You can do a Zoom. You can do a phone consult.
We tried that too. We did a podcast on that, and here that you know it crushed our results when we tried that. When we split test that.
No good. It's no good here.
Here. But that doesn't mean it might not work for you in your market.
It's just interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Hopefully that helps you guys. Just want to bring that up. It's just a weird time right now. And I don't know if it's the election. I don't know if it's the economy, the uncertainty, the inflation. It's got to be a combination of all of that. And just, everybody's in flux. Like we're sitting right now.
Yeah.
Just uncertain. And I think I feel like that's got to be one of the main drivers of this. So hopefully that helps, guys. You're not alone. If you need help with anything with your business, Business Accelerator is a great place to start. Link will be in the show notes. That's it for this episode, guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.